We just want to tell you how much we love you and say, we like this music. Why don't you listen to it? And here's Troy Hewitt.
That is exactly what this day is all about. It's like a gift. It's a gift wrapped in a package that you get to open one song at a time. Right, Nate?
Yep.
Nate, I gotta tell you, I love that intro. Is that new?
Yep.
Now that's awesome. That is so good. Now you gotta know, this show is completely run by youth. What you hear every day on this show, every Sunday, is out of the minds of the youth that participate in this show. Everything from the production to the selections of music to the subjects that we cover, it is all youth run radio, which is pretty darn cool. Now, if you were listening to that intro, Nate mastered that himself. He is he's quite the whiz when it comes to the, what do you want to call that, electronica?
Don't call it electronica.
What do you want to call it?
You can call it electronic, just don't call it electronica.
How come you have a thing about against
the,
you don't like the term?
The word electronica.
So you're the master of the electronic.
Yeah.
The producer extreme.
I guess.
The man with the plan.
I also have one more tucked away that...
Do you?
That I'm getting ready.
You're getting ready. You're working on it. You're mastering it right now.
Yeah, I guess.
Wonderful. I can't wait to hear it. So like Jeff said, this is Music Day, and it's a time when the kids get together and put together and select some of their most favorite tunes. Tunes that mean a lot to them. Tunes they want to share with you on a fine Sunday like today. Not as beautiful as, was it last Sunday that was so gorgeous? So sunny, so summer-like?
I think we had two Sundays in a row.
I know. And today it's looking a little icky.
Yeah. I didn't dress appropriately.
You didn't. You're kind of wearing some aloha garments.
I'm all ready to go to Hawaii.
You are. You know what? You know who you are?
Huh?
The missing Brady.
Yeah.
You're like that one Brady Bunch episode. No, you're that little cousin of theirs.
Okay.
Little cousin with the glasses. What was his name? Sammy?
I have no idea. I didn't watch Brady Bunch.
Well, let's say you're listening and you have the answer. You know who that missing cousin was. You can do me a favor and give us a call here at the studio at 742-4541. Once again, Youth Voice comes to you every Sunday. It is a collaboration between the YMCA of Snohomish County, the Everett Family Branch, to be more specific, and our friends, our family, here at 90.7 KSER. Adventures Radio. Always an adventure when we're on the air. I'd like to invite, coax, prod, poke Jessica up to the microphone because she's going to play the first selection of the day.
Yeah.
What are you playing?
Well, going with, you know, the whole spring thing, which
yeah.
It is, I figured I'd play Please Send Me Someone to Love.
Oh.
From Fiona Apple.
She's good stuff, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
She's just, her songs are so very poetic.
Yes, they are.
And
I
voice.
Especially, this one, she's got like a little 30s feel.
Nice. And very nice. Where does this come from? Does this come from one of her CDs or a compilation
this
of some kind?
This is from the Pleasantville soundtrack.
That's a great movie.
Oh, yes, it is.
I enjoyed the movie. Soundtrack is good as well.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Like both written and technically done.
Written and composed or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something like that. In any event, folks, for you, Fiona Apple, Send Me Someone to Love?
Yes.
All right. 90.7 KSER.
Peace.
Lovely song by Fiona Apple. Thank you, Jessica. Jeff has got a tune he wants to play for you.
Yes, I'm going to be playing Mascara by the Deftones.
The Deftones?
Yes.
Talk to me about the Deftones.
Well, some interesting things, in fact. I know I've mentioned on the show before that Chino's wife, the lead singer, makes his lyrics, and he sings them really, really good, I think.
So she writes them, he sings them.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Nice.
And, this is off their latest album, Around the Fur. They're supposed to be coming out with a new record called White Pony in, what was it? June or July.
Okay.
But it was supposed to be earlier, but they pushed it back.
So do Deftones travel a lot? Are they touring a lot? I don't ever really hear of them being in town, but maybe I'm just not hip to the Deftones.
Well, right now they're still recording the White Pony album because it's not the way they exactly wanted it, so they're just perfecting things.
Remastering it.
Exactly.
Got it.
So, that's the Deftones.
Well, here you go. Take a listen to this, friends. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Youth Voice. Today's Music Day, and it's the day when we pick some of our favorite songs and play them just for you.
Yes, it is.
We picked them special, didn't we, Tiana?
Yes, we did.
Now, you picked a song.
I did.
What is it?
It is Nine Inch Nails off of The Fragile, and it's The Day the World Went Away. It's a beautiful song.
Man, I like Nine Inch Nails, and I am just, you just make me so angry.
Yes, I have a ticket.
You make me so angry. How old are you? You're like 10 years old.
Oh, I am not. You hush.
All I have to say is that you got to be almost 30 to love Nine Inch Nails as much.
That's
to be
not
a true,
true.
To be a true fan.
So do you have to be like 75 to like The Doors?
Yes. Yes, you cannot like them unless you're really old. Anyway, no, I really, really enjoy Nine Inch Nails,
Me
and this
too.
Is one of my favorite tunes.
Mine as well.
Wonderful. I'm glad you picked it. Here on 90.7 KSER, a little Nine Inch Nails, fresh off the vine, just for you.
It's the pain, the sweetest.
Welcome back. That was a nice little ditty by the Nine Inch Nails. Today is music day. And it's a day when we get together and sit in a little circle and share the songs we'd like to play. The music we'd like to share with the world at large. That was a selection by Tiana. A very nice selection at that. And it was so nice and so great, and I'm just actually trying to think of wonderful things to say about her so that she'll give me her ticket.
You just like the Nine Inch Nails?
I like Nine Inch Nails a lot. I do.
Okay.
What?
We have discovered this.
Have we established that?
Yeah, established.
Nate, you're going to play a song, are you not?
Yeah, I am.
Great.
Yeah, it's Pierre Henry, Psyche Rock. It's off of the Fatboy Slim Norman Cook collection. It's a compilation of remixes by Fatboy Slim, and this is one of them. It's a really interesting tune, and you can also hear it on Futurama. It's their opening theme. So, yeah, it's really dope.
It's dope, dude.
Yeah. So, here it is.
Thank you.
That was one quick 10 seconds. Welcome back to Youth Voice. This is Troy. I'm your host of this fine radio production. Today's music day, and before we go on, I want to say howdy-do to our good friend Julia. She's down at the co-op down in downtown Everett, the Natural Foods Co-op. Have you been there?
No.
It's pretty darn cool down there by Sisters. It's in the that big building.
That big building?
What's that called?
The big building.
Julia, call us and tell us what it's called, because I can't remember. Sisters is there. The co-op is there. Antique mall. Art place. Sort of art space.
I don't know.
Call us and tell us, because we're clueless.
Oh, she said it's the public market.
The public market. That's right. Well, here's the phone call right now calling to tell us. It is the Everett Public Market, now that I recall, isn't it? Is that Julia? The Everett Public Market, is that what she's saying, Nate? Right. What? Get on the mic. Tell me what she said.
She just said you figured it out.
Yeah, we figured it out. Thanks, Julia. Your psychic vibes traveled from the Everett Public Market into the studios of 90.7 KSER. So today's music day, and Christine has a song that she has selected.
Yeah, it's Summertime by Janis Joplin.
Yeah! We like us some Janis Joplin.
Huh?
We like us some Janis Joplin.
Yeah, I love Janis Joplin.
She's good stuff. She's played her on the show before.
Yeah, she has nice hair.
She had nice hair, yeah.
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 Most definitely. Most definitely. So Janis Joplin, Summertime for you, 90.7 KSER, Adventurous Radio.
Take to the sky, blow the sky. honey. Nothing's going to harm you now. Na 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 na.
Janis Joplin, 90.7 KSCR, Youth Voice.
Yes, yes it is.
Now, did you know the Youth Voice comes to you every Sunday? It is the only weekly youth-run radio talk show. Live. Now, when I say youth-run radio, what I mean by that is that youth run the show. They really do. They do it all. They push the buttons. They think of the topics. They pick the songs. They decide exactly what we're going to do. And then we do it. And I am simply here to make sure they don't light anything on fire.
Fire, fire.
Right, kids? Stop it. You are ick. Music shows are a lot of fun because we actually get to let our hair down a little bit. We get to do a little synchronized spinny chair dancing. We get to do a little bit of... We get to pick some songs that we like. And I'll tell you that it's days like today that make me wish that we did a public access television show. Someday we've got to do it, I'm telling you, kids. We've got to do the public access television, I swear. As God is my witness, someday we will have synchronized spinny chair dancing on public television. Chris.
Yes, yes, that's
you,
my name.
Yes, yes, it is, yes. You have selected a song.
Yes, this is a band called Below Zero. I don't remember the song name.
Hmm.
But this is a band that I met through a friend at work.
So is it like a local band thing? Or?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of local?
Yeah, it's kind of local, I think. And I don't really know too much about it. I just know the bass player.
You know the bass player, so yeah, it's local then.
Not like big friends with them or nothing, but you know.
But you like their music.
It's a cool guy, yeah.
What kind of music is it?
I don't know. It's kind of a mixture of different styles. Alice in Chains, Stone Temple Pilots, a couple, I don't know. It's a mixture of a whole bunch of stuff.
Very nice. Yes. Well, I can't wait to hear it here on 90.7 KSER, Youth Voice.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Youth Voice. It's music day, and Jessica's got a song that she's picked special.
Yup.
What are you at?
I've got... Wait, that's not it. Going along with, you know, my last song, you know, Please Send Me Someone to Love.
Yeah.
This is going out to all those fine ladies out there from Radioland. This is Dream Girl.
Aww.
By Robert and Johnny.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know.
You're listening to Youth Voice here on 90.7 KSER. Okay. Jeffrey, you've got some music you're going to play.
Yeah, I got some music.
What was that? Was that a voice or are you choking?
I was choking.
Right.
Anyways, I got some music. Do you want to hear what it is?
Yeah, I do, please.
Oh. When, right now?
Yes, now.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm playing Static X, and I don't know the album it's off of. I believe it's the first one.
Okay.
But I'm playing Push It, and it's great.
Is it great stuff? Is it good stuff? Is it great music?
It is to me.
It is to you? What kind of music is it?
I think it's kind of fast, hard something. Kind of not hardcore, but not alternative, not punk, but it's somewhere in the middle.
It's harpunkative.
Harpunkative, exactly.
Yeah. Harpunkative?
Harpunkative.
Nate gives us the shrug.
Works for me.
Works for Nate. Works for me. Works for you?
Works for me.
Well, then it better work for you out there in Listenerville. Enjoy Harpunkative.
By my sin, I'm feeling bloody legend.
Welcome back to Youth Voice. This is Troy. I'm your host. Today's Music Day, a day when we just hang out, have a little fun, play a little song, do a little dance, drink a little water.
All right.
I don't know what's wrong with me. You know what I think it is? Is that I was eating these chips that are these like artificially flavored crisp goodness. And I think it's like too much MSG or something.
That
I'm
darn
just,
MSG is at it again.
Yeah, I'm just sort of icky. I'm sort of oogie.
Want to know what I'm playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Please, save me.
I'm playing Opiate by Tool.
And Tool's a good band.
Yes, it is. And I get to see Maynard at the Nine Inch Nails concert.
I'm not listening.
Oh, doesn't matter because it's the truth.
You are so lucky. That's going to be a great... Now, they're in the Gorge, aren't they?
Yeah,
isn't
that where perfect setting.
That's going to be stunning. That's just going to be absolutely amazing. I hope that there is some sort of monstrous typhoon.
Well, thank you for your goodwill.
I hope that, yeah, I hope it rains. It'll be like a big mud puddle.
See, that'd be fun if it rained, though. Mudslides and such.
Woo! Fun! Anyway, that's great stuff. You've got the tool. You've got some tool here for us today. Music Day, 90.7 KSER. It's Youth Voice.
I need to go.
Choices always were a problem for you. What you need is someone strong to guide you. Damn and blind and dumb and born to follow. What you need is someone strong to guide you. Like me. If you want to get your soul to heaven, trust in Blind and dumb.
Welcome back to Youth Voice. This is Troy. Today is Music Day. I want to talk a little bit about the show. I want to share with you the history. Now, you know, Nate is up next, and I want to talk with him. Nate, you are, I think you're the second oldest participant at this juncture.
Yep.
And then Jeff is the first.
Jeff is the oldest.
The oldest. He's the oldest living Youth Voice participant.
Yes, I am the best.
You are. Really. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit, Jeff, because you've been a part of this show for a long, long time. Have you seen the show change since you've been a part of it?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it change a lot. It was in a time where it was big and booming, and then there was a time where it was, you know, kind of like it was like the economic depression sort of thing.
A little slower,
people. You know, it wasn't as energetic. And then it got really energetic. Everybody was here. And then everybody just started getting really, really into the show and learning more about it.
Yeah.
And it got better, but we still had small numbers.
Which is all right by me. I mean, I think that the great thing about this is that Youth Voice gives kids the opportunity to learn broadcasting in and out. I mean, really, where else do kids get an opportunity to share their perspectives on issues that affect them? And also learn the technical side of broadcasting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty darn cool. It's a great opportunity for kids. Now, we are definitely looking for more people to participate. There's always another space at the table.
Yes.
So to speak.
There's always other people's opinions and beliefs, ideals, ethics that would be a valuable part of the show, and it would be really a really good thing for the show and for these people probably to express their opinions
and just
freely.
Generally get involved.
Exactly.
Yeah, great stuff and a great opportunity for you. If you're interested, there's two ways for you to get a hold of us. Now, maybe you're listening and you're a teen, or maybe you are a parent of a teen that you think that they could get involved and learn real radio broadcasting. Well, you can do that, and once again, it's one of two ways. You can either A, call me at my office. That's 425-258-9211, extension 106. Or you can email us. That's youthvoice@hotmail.com. youthvoice@hotmail.com. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know. You know, some feedback on the show is wonderful. We certainly love any constructive criticism on what we're doing. We also like to hear your ideas for future shows. Don't we, Jeff?
Of course. Always.
Always we do. Definitely. So that's Youth Voice in a nutshell. Let's turn it over to Nate because he's got a fine selection for you.
Yep, I do. It's off of DJ Esty's new album, Omnibus, which we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
And it's a song that we debuted quite a long time ago. It's called Ethnic Scratchin'. Finally got a name for it. When we played it, it was untitled as of yet.
Now it's called Ethnic Scratchin'?
Yep.
That DJ Esty, he's on the cutting edge.
Yeah. Okay.
He is, really.
Yeah.
A very talented DJ.
Yep.
Local DJ.
Very local.
We love to highlight the local music here.
Yep. We love local music.
We do. We love to play it. We love to sing it. We love to throw it on the floor and roll around on it.
Okay.
Don't we?
Yeah.
Great.
We have those big parties where everyone rolls around on CDs.
Local CDs. Or cassettes.
Yeah. Or cassettes.
The cassettes are a little bit more uncomfortable to roll around on.
Yeah.
They kind of pinch and poke.
Yep. But if you want more information on the CD, you can check out freakiness.com. And it's not spelled the normal way.
Oh, how do you spell it?
P-H-R-E-A-K-I-N-E-S-S.
That would be the dope way.
Yeah.
It's freakiness with a P-H, folks.
Because it's fat.
It's dope.
With the
P-H. It's wicket.
Wicket. He's an Ewok.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah.
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 All right, let's hear it.
But this art is in the game.
Welcome back to Youth Voice. You know, I gotta say that I've been working with teens for about 5 years now. It is probably one of the most rewarding things I've ever done in my short life. But one thing that's always frustrated me and the teens that have participated in Youth Voice has been the sort of the negative press. The press really doesn't have a lot to say about kids unless it's some sort of amazingly negative sort of painting of the sort of representation of the life of kids. But if you read today's Herald, the Sunday edition of the Herald, you will find two very heartwarming stories on the front cover, no less. One starts in Marysville, where it talks about 17-year-old brother of a girl who was basically getting strangled in her bed, and this brother, her brother, busted in, fought the guy, and then dad heard the brother and the father, or brother and the intruder fighting, brought in a gun, and I think that that's pretty phenomenal stuff. I think that is that's sort of, you know, that's, we don't hear enough of that kind of stuff. And I think that, that those are the kinds of things that happen all the time. The other piece that I think I'm really excited about, and Nate needs to be quiet, is the article called The Journey to Columbine. It basically talks about Snohomish High School students creating a memorial to basically in recognition of victims of school violence. Now, they put this whole entire thing together. They did a fundraiser for it. They did lots and lots of work. This is Quentin Milette and Alex MacGyver working together with a host of community people, community leaders, traveling out to Columbine, doing all kinds of stuff in the name of the victims of youth violence and school violence. Pretty darn cool stuff, wouldn't you say, kids?
Yeah.
It's that kind of stuff that makes the world go round, and I'm glad, I'm happy that everybody here is a part of the good things that happen in life, as opposed to all those rotten negative things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
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 That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
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 Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Christine?
Yeah.
You got a song.
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, okay. It's Bebopalula by Gene Vincent.
I'm sorry? You're like, Bebopalupa, she's my baby?
Yeah, you sing it, Troy.
I'll sing it for you. Who needs a stinking song when you got my dulcet tones?
Yeah, it's from the Pleasantville soundtrack, once again.
Once again, another cut from the Pleasantville soundtrack. It's Bebopalupa.
Lula.
Luga.
Lula.
Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean my baby. Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean my baby. Bebopalula, she's my baby. My baby, my baby, my baby. Well, she's the gal in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all the team. She's the woman that I know. She's the woman that loves me so. Say, Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean my baby. Bebopalula, she's my baby, my baby, my baby. That's right. She's the one with the flying feet. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one that yells more, more, more. Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean my baby. Bebopalula, she's my baby. My baby, my baby, my baby.
Let's rock again now.
Thank you.
Very nice stuff on Music Day here, 90.7 KSCR. Up next, it's Chris.
Yes,
Chris,
yes,
Chris,
it is.
Mr. Chris.
Yes, I am.
Yes, yes, you are. Tell me, my friend, what song have you picked for us
what
today?
What do I have for you today?
Yes, yes.
Well, this little band called Speak No Evil that I met at a concert, Zebrahead concert, actually.
Wow.
It was an opener. They're from California.
California.
After the concert, I went to the back and talked to the guitarist, lead guitarist, Danny, and for about, I don't know, about an hour or so. And
very neat.
And they came back to town 3-4 months ago again, and he remembered my name and
really
hung out for a while, a little more. And
well, you are very special then. Well, that's very cool. Now, you are also an aspiring musician yourself, are you not?
Yes, yes, I am.
What do you play?
I play the guitar.
The guitar.
The guitar.
And what does Jeff do in your band?
Jeff is my lead singer.
Lead singer. Does he play an instrument?
The microphone.
The microphone. He plays a mean microphone.
Apparently he can play the drums, but he never told me this. So.
Ah, one of Jeff's many hidden talents.
Yes, yes.
Rearing its ugly head. Just kidding, Jeff. Just kidding, Jeffy. So what's the name of your band?
We don't really have a name for a band yet.
No name?
No name yet.
Wow. What now? The what? Someone's saying a name should be the what? The Anatopsis? Thanatopsis. What does that mean? Is that something that I can say over the air that I'm not get in trouble for?
Yes.
You want to get to the microphone and tell me what that means?
Yes, Tiana.
What
walk
does
over this way.
Thanatopsis?
Walk this way.
She's like, oh, don't make me.
It is a meditation on death.
Oh.
It's also one of my favorite poems.
So what's it called again?
Thanatopsis.
Thanatopsis.
Yeah.
You know, that's a pretty darn good name for a band.
I think so, too. But I think I should use it for when I get a band.
Yeah, it sort of has a little bit of a goth appeal to it, though. Thanatopsis.
It could have, like, a nice languid appeal to it, I think.
Mm, yeah, that's very true. Very true. Wonderful, very creative folks here in Youth Voice. Chris, you're going to play your song.
Yes, I am.
Once again, these people are?
This is Speak No Evil, and the song's called Small Words.
Rock and roll.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
To youth form. Talking about yoga here on 90.7 KSGR. So we've decided that we're going to start a band.
Woohoo!
We are. It's called Country Kitchen and the Apple Pie Kids.
Cool.
You like it? Did we steal that from somebody else? Oh, Jeff made me think it was original.
Yeah.
Is it not original? Chris? Chris is just disgusted. He will have nothing to do with us now. Is that like another song, Country Kitchen, or another band?
What?
Country Kitchen and the Apple Pie Kids?
No.
Oh. Well, see, I thought you were all offended or something.
No.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, you know, today's Music Day, and Jessica... Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I mean, Jessica, how do you like Country Kitchen and the Apple Pie Kids?
Sounds tasty.
Would you want to be an apple pie kid?
I'm not sure.
What instrument would you play?
Ooh, the xylophone.
Ah, that's perfect, because so far we have the spoons,
oh, cool.
The bongos, the mouth harp. You know that little thing that you twang in your, you know, in your mouth with like a little metal dealy?
Like a leaf?
Well, no, no. It's actually like a metal thingy.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, it's a harp. For your mouth.
Can I play the pencils?
The pencils? Yes. Like a drum?
No, or it's a pencil.
But how do you play the pencils? You just tap them?
Tap them on people's heads.
Very nice. Very musical.
Hollow sound.
Nate, what instrument would you play?
I don't know.
Nate, come on now. We're going to let Nate think about it while your song is playing, Jessica.
Okay, fine.
Fine, whatever.
Oh.
What's your song?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm playing Do You Really Want to Hurt Me by the Culture Club.
Oh, mercy.
Because it's cool, okay? And I can, and you have to listen to it.
You do. You have to. You cannot turn the dial.
No.
I think we all know the words.
Do you really?
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
All right, folks. You're listening to Youth Voice here on 90.7 KSER. It's Culture Club.
Woohoo.
Sliced off fresh just for you.
To realize my plan, let me love him still. I have danced inside your eyes. How can I hear it? Do you?
Yes, little boy for you, little boy George, by George. I've lost track. Is it Chris?
Nope.
Is it you, or is it Tiana? Is Tiana out of music too?
Yeah, Tiana's out of music.
Well, then it's you, Nate.
Yep,
it's all you.
Okay.
It's you.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. I am playing Luke Vibert and BJ Cole. It is off of their album Stop the Panic, and it's the song called Stop the Panic. It's a really cool CD. I really dig it. It's groovy. So check it out.
Right on.
Check this out, get some more flavor.
Mitch, check this out. Check this out.
All right, now you've had some time to think about it. Now, out with it. What is it called? Country Kitchen and the Apple Pie Kids? Country Kitchen and the Apple Pie Kids. Country Kitchen and the Apple Pie Kids is the name of our new band. We've got several different instruments being played, and Nate has yet to select the instrument that he will play. Now, this is a very critical decision because this will be the instrument that he's stuck with from now until forever.
I get to play the triangle.
Oh, triangle. See, that's good. Good that you got that in there.
I know.
Before Nate picked. Nate, come on. What are you going to play? Now, it can't be some sort of newfangled electronic thing.
I guess I'll play the spoons.
No. Spoons are taken.
Oh.
I took the spoons. I'm playing the spoons and the mouth harp. How about the washboard?
No.
The jug?
Yes.
Yes, all right. Nate's playing the jug. All right. So we've got a washboard opening, actually.
See, now,
so
hold on.
Yes.
I will only play the jug if it has, you know, the three X's on it.
Yes, exactly. It's sort of the big
stereotypical moonshine jug.
Right, yeah, it will be moonshine.
Yeah.
Fresh from Arlington.
Perfect.
All right, Christine?
Yeah.
You've got a song in the waning moments of our show that you would like to play.
Okay. It's from the Slums of Beverly Hills soundtrack, and it's kind of long. It's called Luck Be a Lady Tonight, and it's performed by David Krumholtz.
Very nice. Just for you.
One, two, three, four. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight.
Very nice. Luck be a lady tonight. A whole 30 seconds of musical entertainment. Chris, how are you, my friend?
I'm pretty good.
Good. What song are you going to play?
I'm going to play some Less Than Jake.
Oh, of course you are.
Because we need some Less Than Jake.
Well, we always do, don't we?
Yes, the song's called Sugar in Your Gas Tank.
Yeah. Oh, bad business.
Oh.
That's a bad trick to play on somebody.
Well, No. Yeah.
All right. So
this one's really, really, really short.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Great. Well, let's hear it.
Okay.
Deal with it.
My thanks to Jessica, Jeff, Tiana, Nate, Christine, and Chris for their fine musical selections.
Woohoo!
We're at the end of our production today. We come to you every Sunday from 4:30 to 6 o'clock. It's a lively show. Next week, actually, is going to be it's going to be our techno show. It's a holiday show. It's the holiday techno show. So when you are hanging around doing the Easter thing with the kids, just getting back from brunch or from church or whatever you do on
hanging
Easter.
Hanging with your homies, yo.
Hanging with the homies. Turn on Youth Voice. Take a listen to what we're doing because it'll be good stuff, won't it, Nate?
Yep.
I want to encourage you in this next few moments to keep your dial tuned to 90.7 KSER because Dave Moody's got Pastors Aplenty, and he's going to play you an eclectic mix. It's a plentiful mix of music. Pick special just for you.
Yep.
Not unlike today's music show, right, Nate?
Right.
Thanks again, Nate Dogg, for all your superior, superlative production work, and we'll see you next Sunday. Have a great week.
Yep.
Thank you.